Okay, so one of the big issues in the sugya that many mefarshim are trying to contend with, grapple with, is right is the Rambam's right famous psak as to why it is that the p'tur of kasher asa, right, doesn't apply in the realm of malchus. So we presented different answers based on perhaps maybe a specific makor for the din, or a particular tam of the din, or a particular nature that the din Reb Chaim has. So today we're going to find a group of achronim. We're going to take a completely different angle on answering the Shitas Rambam, explaining Shitas Rambam, and they're going to get to an issue which really is a big issue at the core of the opening sugyas of our Masechta, which is the relationship between Kasher Zamam on the one hand and Losana Berecha Eit Shaker on the other hand. Right? And we're going to see a number of achronim. We're going to say, oh, when the Rambam is Mechayev, the case of Malkos, of Kasher Asa, maybe that's not midin kasher zaman, but rather that's coming midin losane. So let's build up towards that mahalach. So again, just generally speaking, right, when Edom come in and give Ed the sheker in order to inflict an onish upon an unsuspecting right nidon. So really, there are two issues at play here. Right, what are the two things Avidan? Right, when the Edom come in and give Ed the sheker, so what are the two things that they're doing wrong?
Losane.
From the perspective of the Eidus Sheker, right, from the Eidus Sheker standpoint, that's the lav of Losane. Or, I would say, what's the other issue? Kasher Zamam, that, you know, which is focusing not on the Eidus Sheker, right, rather focusing on what they were trying to inflict on the Nido. So again, they already have in the Mishnah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, again, opportunity to see this Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah is ends up being a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rei Meir about whether you're going to be chayev for both of these mechayevim. You're going to get onesh for both of these mechayevim, or only one. So let's just see this. Let's just deal with the second half of the Mishnah. Eitan, do you see the second half of the Eidus? Eidim anu beish ploni. So again, the Mishnah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. So Rei Meir says, oh, there are two mechayvim, therefore there should be two onshin. That sheet is Rei Meir. But we don't pass them like that. What do we pass them? Chum say, no. Right, when you have both Kasher Zamam and Losana, what's the only onshin that you get? Kasher Zamam. Right, so that's our psak, the Chum say. When you have both mechayvim, you only end up getting the onish for kasher zamam. So, based on that, you'd say, "Oh, losana never comes up." But we know that's not so simple, because in cases where, for whatever reason, kasher zamam is not shayach, the question then is, even for the chachamim, is losana going to come back? Right, and where does this come back? Where does this issue come up? In which case, Ellie? Which is the classic case where there's not, or according to some, there's no kasher zamam? So the question is whether the onish at hand is midin losane. Exactly, by Grusha ben Chalutza, right? By Galus, right? The Dalet Zvarim that the Mishnah and the Brisa on Daf Beis delineate. So again, we already saw the Gemara on Daf Beis. When it's asking, right, what's the Mechayev, what's the Makor for the Onish of Malkus, for Ben Gushim and Chalutza, and for Gullus? So the Gemara, again, Avdan, you quoted this Pasuk. What Pasuk does the Gemara quote in Beis and Beis? Exactly, right? It's Sigvas Atzadik V'Yershuas HaRasha. It says, oh, that's the Makor for the Malkus. Then the Gemara asks, why are you focusing on Sigvas Atzadik V'Yershuas HaRasha? What about what, Yoshua? Well, first wide line, V'Tepagle, me... Milosana. What about Losana? Right? So the Gemara answer is a very important answer. Gemara says, don't tell me about Losana or Losana alone, because Losana is a lav she'im b'maisa. So that would not end up being subject to Malkus. But the question is how to understand this maskana. Is this maskana saying, therefore Losana is off the board, according to the Chachamim? The Chum Losana is off the board, therefore we're never talking about Losana. Or the way Tosos and Daf Dalet Amud Beis reads it, let's look. How does Tosos and Daf Dalet Amud Beis understand this?
That the Tzikuv Asai Rishon is a Giloy that we give Malkus even for Losana, even slash.
Exactly. The Gemara was just saying why Losana alone wouldn't suffice. The Gemara should say, oh, therefore you need Vitzikas of Tzadik, essential to be Megala, that here there is Malkus for Lo Sana. So according to Tosos, right, Tosos creates, right, this, you know, this Mahalach, that there is an option that in cases where there's no Kasher Zaman, there's a possibility of their of the Malkus being Nidin Lo Sana. So with that background in mind, so certain Achronim are now going to come to our case. Right, so our case, right, where you have, in the case of Kasher Asa. Right, so the case of Kasher Asa by Malkus. Right, the big question is, why is the Rambam saying there's a Chiyuv Malkus in the case of Kasher Asa, in the realm of Realm of Malkus? Shouldn't Kasher Asa apply? So again, so the whole group of Mefarshim, earlier approachers, said, no, coming to explain why internally to Kasher Asa doesn't apply to Malkus. But what is the Pnei Yeshua, the first one to say, is Mahal is going to say? Right, what is Pnei Yeshua's explanation of the Rambam?
It's because you really get Malkus, not because of Kasher Asa, because of Bitzikas Tzadik, and so therefore, Kasher Asa doesn't apply to Bitzikas Tzadik.
Good. Meaning, in short, anyone have the Pnei Yeshua here? We'll read it inside, and then I'll take Eitan's question. All right, so the Pnei Yeshua is going to be the first makor for this new Mahalach, which says that, oh, when the Rambam says that it's a Chi of Malkus, in the case of Kasher Asa, that's not Midin Kasher Zama, right? Really, Midin Kasher Zama, the Petur of Kasher Asa also applies to Malkus. So Pnei Yeshua implicitly rejects all the Chilukim we had earlier. All the chilukim were to explain, which are explaining why maybe internally, right, Kasher Asa doesn't apply to Malkus, says Bnei Yeshua, throw that out the window. Kasher Asa applies to Malkus just like it applies to Misa. Oh, why does the Rambam say there's a Chiyuv Malkus here? Says Bnei Yeshua, the Chiyuv Malkus is not Midin Kasher Zaman, it's rather Midin Lo Sane, where Vitziku is Megawa, that, you know, even though Lo Sane is a Lav Shema Maisa, there's still going to be Malkus. So basically, Pnei Yeshua is going to be very similar to Tosin Daf Dalet. Just like, right, very similar. Tosin Daf Dalet says the Malkus for Beggar Shemechalutza is Midin Lo Sane with the Giloy of Vitzikas Arash. Pnei Yeshua says, that's the same pshat here. Right? Even though, right, there's no Kasher Zaman, because Kasher As, Kasher Zaman, Lo Kasher Asa, the Malkus is rather Midin Lo Sane. So the Pnei Yeshua, you see, Va'od Nir Eliashiv, do you have it, Yeshua? Right, the Vitzikas Tzadik, right, that is the pasuk. So Yeshua says, oh, that's what's going on here. Right, when the Rambam is Mechayev Malkus, in the case of Kasher Asa, the Rambam Malkus, don't think that's Midin Kasher Zamam. No, because Kasher Asa is a Petur. It's rather Midin Losane, that whenever, according to this Mahalach, whenever there's no Kasher Zamam, right, the Giloy Vitzikas Atzadik tells you there's going to be a Malkus Midin Losane. Yeah, Eitan.
Yeah, I thought that the reason why we get Malkus in those cases, isn't it like Kasher Zamam, like when you Kasher Zamam Malaka?
Yeah, meaning because there's no Kasher Zomim, I'm like, lo Lazaro, who? Right, below Edim Zomim, whatever the case may be. Once there's no Kasher Zomim, then Lo Sonic comes.
I'm saying, but why are we reading it as no Kasher Zomim? Shouldn't we came up with it as that?
Same thing here.
It is, meaning it is Kasher Zomim?
No, because the Chachamim say whenever there's Kasher Zomim and Lo Sonic, you only get Kasher Zomim. As we start off with the Mishnah Dav Dalet. Mishnah Dav Dalet says, right, Meir says you get both. But we pass on like the Chachamim, whenever there's both Kasher Zomim, and
I'm saying, why are we looking at it as
a
no Kasher Zama? Meaning, is it just that
Kasher
Zama? No, I'm saying, meaning, in the case of, let's say, the Ben Gershom and Chalutza, right? Meaning, so, since we can't make you into Ben Gershom and Chalutza, so therefore we're saying that your version of Kasher, of Kasher Zama, what you're not going to get is just Malkus, meaning we're saying that Malkus is equivalent to you.
That's a different part. I mean, again, we said two days until this. Right. This Mahalach is saying that, no, the drasha of Kasher Zamam Lo V'lo Lazaro says Kasher Zamam is not shayach at all to Ben Gershom Mechalutza. Okay. Is why Tosin can learn it, and therefore the Malkus is not Midin Kasher Zamam; it's Midin Lo Sana.
The other Malkus is that Malkus.
The Malkus is the Kiyum of Kasher Zamam. Right. That's the other. Those are two days of Tosin, possibly on Daf Beis.
Why would it be say here that there really is a few Zama here? right? Then why don't we?
Oh, we're saying there is no chiyah. So it's kasher zamen lo kasher asa.
Right. So then that would be talad on the fakir of the rukhaim. Meaning, what I'm saying is, let's say if there was a chiyuv, if there was a chiyuv here, then like a late in the day, I guess, then you should apply the following sheet in the Mishnah.
Yeah, playing Yeshua, I think it's taken the Dover Pashiv. The Ptura Kasher Zamam below Kasher Asa applies in full to Malkus. Therefore, Kasher Zamam is off the board. Once Kasher Zamam is off the board, so then you can have a separate Machayev of Losada. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Mahalach. So, similar fashion to the Pnei Yeshua, you also have the Gvur Sari. So, the Gvur Sari, very important, is the Shagas Aryeh's, you know, Chidushim Alashas, right? Everyone knows as the Shagas Aryeh was the Shut. The Gvur Sari is the Shagas Aryeh's. And the Gvur Sari has a very fascinating mahalach here, along the lines of Pnei Yeshua, but subtly different. Along the lines of the Pnei Yeshua, the Machayev here of the Malkos is Midin Lo Sane, but not like the Pnei Yeshua that, oh, Vitzikos the Tzadik says that you're Chayev for Lo Sane, even when it's Embo Maisa. The Gvur Sari is going to say, no, you're only Chayev for Lo Sane here because it is considered Yeshva Maisa. But let's see the Gvur Sari inside. So the Gvur Sari again is on Hayam Beis. So your Maslo Chayve Malkius. Anybody have the? Oh, so Kiva, this is big stuff here. See, starting with, like one or two lines in, it says Venerally the Hainu Taima de Rashi de Rambam. I think he just quotes the Rambam who says there is no Pitur of Kasher Asa in the Kiva.
Venerally the Hainu Taimehu de Rashi de Rambam. Meshum the Afal Gav the Inim Roy the Lakos Nei Kasher Zaman the Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa.
Oh, right. So far, it's like the Pnei Yeshua. At the right, don't say like everyone else. The Ptur of Kasher also doesn't apply to Malkus. No, the Ptur of Kasher also applies to Malkus, just like applies everywhere else. The Pshat and the Rambam of being Chayav Malkus here is Midin Lo Sane. So far, like Pnei Yeshua.
The Lav Zeh Shayach B'Chol Eid Zomim, Abba Mishum Da Havilei Lav Shem B'Maisa Dein Lo Kalav.
She says, what makes, again, a little different than Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, oh, the chiddush of its sikas at tzaddik is that you're chayev for losane even when it's aimba maisa. The Gvur Sari doesn't learn the Shach of Atari like Tosas Daf Dalad. He learns the Shach of Atari on Daf Beis, sorry, Kipashas. Says, no, you're not going to be Chayev for Lo Sana when it's considered Eba Maisa. The Chiddush of the Gvur Sari, that specifically in the case of Kasher Asa, right, the case of Lo Sana is considered Yeshbo Maisa. Why? What's the Maisa, Akiva? Exactly, the implementation of the onesh to the nidon is the maisa. So even though the avera of the ida sheker was through dibur, which is considered einbo maisa, the fact that that dibur led to a maisa, right? The Gemara's term, not what's the Gemara calls this? What does the Gemara calls this? Bidibure, right? Ka'abin maisa. So when the dibur leads to a maisa, which in this context is the onesh to the nidon, that makes the avera that nechshav, you know, avera sheyishbo. Maisa. Oh, now he's about to quote the Gemara Tzimura, which says this. The general Ptur of a lav she'ein bo maisa being Ptur. Chutz. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, you can. Right, don't put Tzimura on the list of Embo Maisa, because no, Tzimura, even though it's the Avera is through a Dibur, since that Dibur leads to a Maisa, and again, what's the Maisa in the context of Tzimura? Exactly, right, the Chalos, or not the transfer, but that's already an assumption, but at least that the fact that the animal B, right, you know, Tzimura is that you're trying to transfer the Kedusha from animal A to animal B, that the animal B ends up being Kadosh. It's a big question whether Mahani, lo Mahani, did it work? Or is that a Knas? That's its own lumbus of Tzimura, not for now. So Alma.
Alma afal pi shenasa maisa al pi diburo mimela afilo hachicha shenam laik iluhu asa maisa biyadayim balokin alav.
Oh, right. That's that. You see there. Even though the maisa, right, the concrete ramification of your avera happened mimela, it wasn't done by you. Still, that's naksha, right, that transforms your dibur into a dibur sheish ba maisa. So hachanami.
Hachanami afal gav the maisa zu shenil gahanidon al yadam shenasa mimela. Behem lo asu alavit dibur alma. Oil the al pi dibur nasa maisa. Lokan alav.
Oh, she says, oh, and therefore that's pshat here. Lefizeh. She's saying this works out perfectly. When there's no maisa, don't worry, you're getting there, you have kasha zamam. But when there is a, you know, when there is a maisa and you can't have kasha zamam because kasha zamam below asa, and upalaka. So basically the way the verse already says, you're going to have Malkus. If there is no Onesh, then it's Midin Kasher Zaman. When there is an Onesh, that you don't have Kasher Zaman because Kasher Zaman below Kasher Asa, but then the Onesh makes it into a Maisa, and then you can be Mechayev for the love of Losana Berecha Eid Shaker. So again, what the Gevurah Sari is doing here, again, similar bigadol, right, in the big picture to the Pnei Yeshua, in the sense that the Malkus here is not Midin Kasher Zamam, but it's rather Midin Losana. But a subtle difference, Pnei Yeshua says, you get the Malkus Midin Losana, even though it's Ein Ba Maisa. According to Gevurah Sari, no, you only get the Malkus Midin Losana because the implementation of the Onesh makes it B'dibur of Maisa, makes it into the Alav Sheyesh Ba Maisa. Yeah.
Why are we giving them Malkus or something like that? That seems to be drama. I mean, we're saying that your voice is causing it, or that where your voice.
Yeah. So we'll get back to the lumpus of B'dibur of Maisa as we go forward. why it is that something, which you're right, which is something happening in the Mela, why that ends up making it next of love shapes.
In the case of the animal, meaning in the case of when you're plowing with is it so bad that the animal is even gonna
we'll get there right now.
Does this fit with the Shane Zomay?
We'll get there, right? So again, did you get to Minchas Chinuch? Minchas Chinuch makes that hard, so we'll get there. Let's just go a little further, we'll take
wouldn't this also be like this wouldn't work at all with the Hashgacha approach, right? Because especially if we said that with Hashgacha, right, then what's going to happen is that then it basically shows that like these Eidim were correct.
For sure. Yeah, 100%. It's right. Good. Okay, good. So where else, if you're right around the Bamatia, I just wanted to go through a couple of Gemaras where basically the Bali Tosas are going to similarly basically apply this din of B'dibura Ka'avid Maisa, right, to other cases beyond Timur. So just like the Gevurah Sari is saying that the Pshat or B'dibura Ka'avid Maisa, right, is not only working by Timur, that's also what's going on in Edim Zomim, we're going to see the Bali Tosas in different places are also going to apply B'dibura Ka'avid Maisa to other contexts as well. So the first place is B'Metzia Tzadi Amid Beis. So here, right, the Gemara seems to present the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And at face value, again, what does the Machlokes seem to be about? Just push up on the Gemara. Whether Dibur is considered a Maisa. And it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan says, that Dibur alone is considered a Maisa. And Tosas is going to say, you can't say that Bedas Rabbi Yochanan based on the fact that there's other evidence Rabbi Yochanan clearly doesn't consider Dibur to be a Maisa. So let's quickly, do you have it? Oh, sorry, like five lines up. Itmar?
Prevent your ox from eating while it's plowing with
right.
Your voice.
Exactly. So you're violating los axum, sure, but you show you can't muzzle an animal while it's working. So you don't do that physically. You rather do it by scaring it through your coal. Or vinhiga bakol, what avera is that talking about?
By
Kalan, exactly, right? Working two different animals together. So again, you don't do it physically by pushing them, but rather you cause them to move Bikol. Again, in both cases, you're violating Aveira Bikol. So the question is, are you going to be subject to Malkus?
So
sounds like a straight up machlokes. Is deep work considered a ma'isa or not? And the Gemara, right? Rav Yochanan brings a raya from Temura. Look, by Temura you get malchus, even though it's just through deep work. And the answer is no, you can't bring a raya. Maybe that's according to the shita of lav shein b'ma'isa, you know, lokan lav. So Tosas here in Dear Master Rav Yochanan Amar is going to say, don't take the Gemara kapashas. Don't think that the Gemara here is saying that Rav Yochanan thinks that a deep work is considered a ma'isa. Because no, it can't be. So Dear Master Rav Yochanan Amar. Alright, so the fact, right, he puts on the list of Imbo Maisas all these deep war related Averos. Right, if the Pashas of the Gemara is that deep war is a Maisa, how is he putting Dibur on the Imba Maisa list? Oh, so what's the rather pshat? Oh, so what's the application of Dibur or Kavid Maisa in these cases?
Because if it's Dibur, it's going to go eat. It's going to go, sorry, be file more without eating.
Exactly. Amor or Dafkar not eat. So again, Tosas is saying that the Pshat and the Dibur Kavad Maisa is not limited to Tzimura. It also applies, right, to these other realms of Chasima Bakol or, you know, Hinhiga Bakol in all these cases. And he says, oh, yeah, and that's Pshat in the same thing as what's going on in Tzimura. And he says, oh, when Rav Yochanan brings a Raya from Tzimura, it's Dafka Tzimura. Because Dafka Tzimura is a case where your Maisa, it's not Maisa alone being Nechshav. Sorry, it's not deeper alone being next to Kamaisa. There too, the deeper is covered in Maisa because of the chalos of the kedusha on animal B. So again, what Tosas is doing here is that is more evidence for this idea of expanding, of applying this notion of the deeper covered Maisa, right, beyond the case of Tzimura, now to the case of Chasima Bakol and Inhiga Bakol. So that's the Tosas in Bamatzia, Tzadion Beis. But you also have Tosas in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, anyone have the Sanhedrin? So now Tosas and Sanhedrin, right, this is the Gemara which is coming back to Hazama. Right, the Gemara here, again, says, let's just see the top here. In Samachayim Beis. Yeah. Right, I mean, the answer we gave earlier by Mivarech HaShem that the Iker Koveya is the Kavana, and that's why you can't say that here by Edim Zomim.
Yeah, Sama Rabba, Shani Edim Zomim, Hoel Vishno Bakol.
Right, since the emphasis of Hazama is on the Kol, is on the Dibur, that's what makes it an Ainbo Maisa. Then the Gemara asks, this is, yeah.
The Kol are Yochan Allah Maisu, the Ha Itmar, Fasma Bakol, and Higa Bakol, or Yochan Rabbar Chai, Verish.
So this is the key for our purposes. So again, the Pasha is the Gemara. Seems that the Gemara is asking, what do you mean? Edim Zomim Kol Dibur? Dibur is a Maisa according to Rav Yochanan. But Tosas Lashi tells us, what's the Pshat here? Is Rav Yochanan really saying that the Kol of the Edim Zomim is the Maisa? No. What is it? Exactly. Tosos here again, Lashitaso applies B'dibura Ka'avad Maisa to the realm of the Edim Zomim. Right, so we actually need more to guide a little discussion. But Pshat and Tosos here is, so I would say the Pashtus is that what makes Hazama B'dibura Ka'avad Maisa? How is the way, let's say, the Gvur Sari says it? Why is it Maisa in the case of the Edim Zomim? It creates an Onish for the Nidim. There is an alternative in Tosos. What's the other way to learn this Tosos?
Like it makes them apart.
Yeah, that maybe it's just the Chiyav alone. That just like Tzimura, it's based on the Chalos Kedusha, not an actual Maisa. So based on this Tosos alone, because the Lashon of Mordechai pointed out, is that, right? Where was the line? He says, Hachanami Edim Zomim, Dibidiburayu Avdi Maisa L'Chayav Hanidim. So you could, based on this Tosfos alone, say that the application of the Dibura Ka'avad Maisa to Eidim Zomim is based on just the Mechayev alone, the Bar Chiyuva. But the other way, and others are going to learn that out, that the application of the Dibura Ka'avad Maisa to Hazama is based on the actual Onesh to the Nidah. So what's coming out of, you know, these Makaros is that you see this idea of the Gvura Sari of applying the Dibura Ka'avad Maisa beyond the Gemara's application of Tumura, right, to the realm of Chasima Bakol, and Higa Bakol, and now also to Edim Zoman. And that's going to be very important for this Gvur Sari, this Mahalach, that maybe when the Rambam is Mechayev Malkus, in the case of Kasher Asa, maybe it's Bidin Lo Saneh, which is a Yesh B'Maisa, because of this factor of Bidiburayu Ka'avad Maisa. But the Gvur Sari himself throws a monkey wrench into all this. So let's go back to the, yeah.
Then, if the maisa that they're causing by testifying, by the Eid Zoman testifying, the chiyav on the nido, then shouldn't that also apply to kashrut alma?
Yeah. The Gvur Sari is only talking about a case. Is only talking about where the actual kashrut also, where the actual unish. Mordechai just pointed out that pshat that Tosfos alone, because the sugya on samachay on beis is not talking about kashrut also. So based on Samachay on the base, you can say in that Tosfos alone, it's just the Chiyav alone. But the Gvur Sari, Halacha Mishnah, clearly not saying that. That's just Pshan and that Tosfos alone. It's a good Har. Oh. But now the Gvur Sari, so go back to the Gvur Sari. He was reading the original Gvur Sari. Oh. So it's very, very important. After all this, the Gvur Sari says, it's a nice idea, but it doesn't work. So is it Mikol Makom? Oh, he's saying the Gvur Sari is saying there's a Tanai. The Tanai for the Dibura Ka'avad Maisa is that the Maisa needs to take place Bishas Dibur. Only then can the Maisa Bishas Dibur grant the Maisa status to the Dibur. But if it's delayed, You're breaking that serif, you're breaking that halachic connection between the dibur and the maisa, and then that later maisa is not going to be able to upgrade the dibur into a maisa. And that's how, you know, we'll just finish the piece. He says, oh, of all the Edim Zomim. All right, so just to be very clear. So clearly, Gvur Sari says, the pshat of the Dibur Ka'avad Maisa Be'edim Zomim is the implementation of the Onesh. That's why it's delayed, right? If he agreed, right, to Tosos, this is according to Mordechai, then it would be Bishas, you know, Bishas Dibur. So it's clearly the Gvur Sari says that the Maisa Be'edim Zomim is the implementation of the Onesh, but that's delayed. That takes some time. You need Gemara Din, you need the implementation of it. Right, so, and he's saying, Val, Osa Shah. Exactly. So you're saying if you want to say that the Mechayev is Losana, That's the timing of the dibur of the Eidah Sheker, and therefore, if you want to make that into a lav sheyish b'maisa, you need to have a maisa at that time. But he says no, that doesn't work because when it comes to Edim Zomim, the maisa of the onish to the nidon takes place later. So the Gvur Sari ends up rejecting his mahalach. But I would like to perhaps rehabilitate, you know, this mahalach, and show that at least according to some mefarshim of the Rambam, that they think that the Dibur Ka'avad Maisa does apply to the Edim Zomim case, even though the Onish takes place later. And we're going to see that others, we'll see, particularly the Lecha Mishnah, right, is going to say that the Geder of the Dibur Ka'avad Maisa does not require the Maisa to take place at the same time as the Dibur. Right? There's going to be other requirements, other types of connections, which dictate which Maisim are included in the Klal and which ones are not. But it's not about the timing like the Gvur Sari, and therefore we're going to use this to therefore perhaps rehabilitate the Gvur Sari's Mahalach, obviously with a different Geder of what the parameters of a Dibur Ka'avad Maisa are. Before we go on, question?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh. So this all starts with Shitas Rambam. Again, we're going to see from the Rambam that there seems to be some stiras about when the Rambam applies B'dibur Ka'avad Maisa and when he doesn't. And ironically, the Chiluk is going to be the opposite direction of the Gvorzeri. So let's start with the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Yud Ches Beis. All right, so again, the Rambam here in Yud Ches Beis is detailing, right, the general klolim of Malkus for Lavan. Natal, do you have it? No. Oh, so again, this is Yud Ches Beis. Oh, so stop there. So what's the klal that the Rambam just set forth?
You don't get malchus for lavs that don't have phimasim, except for a person who does nishba
or tzumura.
Tzumura, or yes, you curse your friend with Hashem's name.
Exactly. So the Rambam here says that generally a classic Petrum Malkos is a lav shema maisa, but there are a couple exceptions, right? And one of them is tumura, right? These dibur related averas. By saying that, oh, they're an exception, there are examples where it's a lav shema maisa, and yet you get Malkos. So the Rambam is clearly saying that how are you magdir the lav of tumura? It's a lav shein ba maisa, right? That assumes. That does the klal of the dibura ka'avad ma'isa apply to tumura lamaskana? Sounds like not. So in tumura, right, in the realm of tumura, it seems that the Rambam is saying that we reject the klal of the dibura ka'avad ma'isa. That's what it sounds like. I didn't have you see this, but the Rambam in Hilchos Tumura Aleph is even more mefurish that the lav of tumura gets malchus despite the fact that it's an ein bo ma'isa. Again, the same idea that the Rambam does not apply the dibura ka'avad ma'isa to tumura, right? And therefore, it seems like the Rambam does not paskin like Rav Yochanan in the maskana of tumura, which is no, tumura is a lav sheish b'maisa because dibur kaf b'maisa. It sounds like paskin is like the original memra that tumura is on the list of exceptions where you get malchus, even though it's embo maisa. So from tumura, you see that he rejects the dibur kaf b'maisa. But where else does the Rambam seems to accept this notion of dibur kaf b'maisa? Exactly. Hilchos Chiras. So Rambam and Hilchos Chiras Yud Gimel Beis. You don't have the Rambam Yud Gimel Beis? El, you have it? So here the Rambam is going to paskin like Rav Yochanan. That right, Chasima Bakol, and Higa Bakol is Chayev.
From the top or
whatever you want. And then he says, Echad, Echad, Echad. And he says, you see, Afilu Chasma. Afilu Chasma Bakol.
Afilu Chasma Bakol.
All right, so the Rambam clearly passing is like Rav Yochanan. That Chasima Bakol is Loka. And the question is, what do you mean? But it can't be the Pasha's Rav Yochanan that Dibur is considered a Maisa. Because what did the Rambam list of all those examples of Embo Maisa? All those Dibur related Averos. Mekalel, right? Mekalel, Nishba, Tumura. He says they're all Embo Maisa. So he clearly doesn't think that Dibur is a Maisa. So the way the Nosa Kalim interpret it is that it sounds from here that he thinks that why is Chasima Bakol get Malkus? Because B'Dibura cover Maisa. So what ends up resulting is that you have this Stira in the Rambam. Right? In the context of Tumura, as seen in Sanhedrin Yud Ches Beis, he says you don't have B'Dibura cover Maisa. But yet, when it comes to Chasima Bakol, you have B'dibur ka'avad ma'isa, right? So what is the chiluk? And we'll see the Lecha Mishnah when he's presenting, you know, this stira. He says, and the pashas of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, right, seems to group Edim Zomim along with Chasima Bakol. So again, according to that, are the Lecha Mishnah. So you have B'dibur ka'avad ma'isa by Hazama and Chasima Bakol, but you don't have it by Tzimura. And the question is, how can you resolve this stira? How can you understand this stira in the Rambam? So, let's first see the Magi Mishnah. So the Magi Mishnah in Hilchos Schirus is going to, this first day is going to have a pretty dach agreed in the Rambam. Right, so again, anyone have the Magi Mishnah in Schirus? Oh, I guess you're just reading it. So he says, yeah, Filchas Mekol.
Apiu, Chasm Bakol, Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Sakin, Rabbi Pasik, Rabbi Yochanan, Mechem Hilchos, Mechem Hilchos, Batam, Bigmar, De Akima, Spasab, Havi Maisa, Mikbar Hikshu, Mikarshim, Zalmi Masha, Shamru Kolashim, and Maisa, in local up, Kut, Vinishma, Mimar, Makalas, Kavir Bashi, Alma documents of Sayam, Love Yamasa. Rabzal, King Kosov, Parakim, Chasm Hilchos, and Edrin, Batima, Ich Pasak Stein.
Exactly. See you in the Rambam, right? The basis of the psak here, Chasim Abgol Bin Chayiv, is B'dibur Kav and Maisa. But yet the Rambam Pasukim said that Tumura is Imbo Maisa, seemingly rejecting that idea.
Yeah, Eker, Shemash Amru, Kan Dakimus Vasayim de Chasima, Ki Maisa, Hu Vishu Diburu Balachal Maisa, Shay De Kolo, Ki Nechsemis. Aval Dibur Sheino Balachal Maisa, Lo. Umeymar, Domahu La Chasima, Vilav Sheshma Maisa. Sharei al yedei diburon is pesas habehema mikdusha. V'hainu the amar layer of Yochanan Tana lo sis neimar ilu fine ilu dibraimta. Rabbeinu Kasa.
Exactly. Right. So again, that's the stira. Why is it by Tumura he doesn't pass going to be dibur kol abin ma'isa, and by Chasim Abakol he does. So first day, huh?
Rabbeinu Kasa neimar v'loka hamimra achal pi shlo hayitzarech v'lamaskana neimar lav sheish bo ma'isa. Kevin shidiburo ba lechal ma'isa.
So the first day of the Machmishnah is a big lavdavka to say, ah, really, the Rambam Paskins, v'dibur kavin ma'isa, really, that's the reason for chiyuv in all these cases, both by Timura, both Chasim and Bakol. That's really, why does he call Timura Ema Ma'isa? He's just borrowing that original formulation in the Gemara, but really, it's lavdavka. So obviously, that's not so compelling. And what makes it worse is that Rambam and Tzemura Aleph, again, is not quoting that memra and says multiple times that Tzemura is Ein Bo Ma'isa. So this is that going to... Oh, Baruch Shekivanti, right? So again, difficulty with the Magen Mishnah, not only is it Lav Davka, but right, the Rambam and Tzemura Aleph, right, clearly characterizes Tzemura as a Lav She'Ein Bo Ma'isa, right? So to say that, no, really, really applies Diburakov and Maisa to Tumura seems like a very difficult stretch. Oh. So that's with the foil. This brings us now to the Lecha Mishnah. So everyone whoever has the Lecha Mishnah, it's very worthwhile seeing. So Lecha Mishnah back in Hilchos Sanhedrin is going to offer a different resolution to the stira. Right? That really, take all the Rambam's kapashtas. The Rambam doesn't apply Diburakov and Maisa to Tumura. He does apply it to Chasim Abakol and to Edom Zomim. So what's the difference? Lecha Mishnah has a very beautiful mahalach to explain why you do and when you don't apply the Dibura Ka'avid Maisa. You still have it? This is Lecha Mishnah, Hilchos Sanhedrin. It's a long, long piece. I just had you see, like, in the middle of it, in the triangle, it's like a new paragraph, sort of. This is about Nira Eli Letaretz. Definitely worth analyzing inside. Okay, that's not just facts. The question is, why is that? Oh, now he says it. So what did he just say there?
The Isser is brought about by the coal in these two cases.
Exactly. In other words, in the cases of Hazama and Chasima, the Maisa is part of the Isser. Is an extension of the Isser. So says the Lecha Mishnah, a very important Isser. We only apply the klal of Bidiburayu Ka'avid Maisa when the Maisa is part of the Isser itself. So by Chasim Abakol, it's obvious, right? Chasim Abakol, right? What's the Maisa? The fact that the animal, like, you know, I don't know how you describe that. You know, basically refrains from eating as a result of your kol. That is the isser, right? The isser is causing the animal not to eat while it's working. So there, the maisa of the animal refraining from eating is clearly a hemshich of the isser itself. Oh, and Edom Zomim is also very important. What? Why is, again, the Maisa of the Onesh, why is that considered part of the Isser? So what's the idea?
We need them being killed. Is the Isser Zomim?
Exactly, right? Obviously, part of the Hazama is that, right, you're intending to inflict an Onesh upon the Edom Zomim. So that Maisa of the Edom Zomim actually getting the Onesh, it makes a lot of sense to consider that to be part of the Isser. It's all part of the Hazama. Or the Zamama, as they call it, right? The Zamama of the intention to inflict an Onish upon the Nidon. When that actually happens, that Maisa is clearly part of the Yisr. Let's just see the contrast, and then we'll take questions. Volkan by Tzimura.
Volkan, HaMaisa Nimshach, Eno Yisr, Eno Yisr, the HaMaisa who shows the Mecholim Kachin, Olasos Kulin Kodesh, Emezeshem Yisr.
Right, so he's saying, by the Tzimura, the Yisr is trying to remove the Kedusha from animal A. Right? The fact that the Maisa, which is that the Kedusha being Chal on animal B, that's no... There's a lot of assumptions in terms of Tumura, but right, it connects to what you were saying before. Right? He's assuming that that's like a separate Kenas, that, oh, you, right, you try to, you know, remove Kedusha from the world, we're going to, you know, make the animal B also Kadosh. But animal B becoming Kadosh, turning Chulin into Kadoshim, that itself is not an Isser. So the Maisa, in the realm of Tzimura, of animal B becoming Kadosh, that's not an Isser. Turning Chulin into Kadosh, into Kedusha, that's not an Isser. The only Isser is the opposite direction when you're trying to remove Kedusha, you know, when you're trying to make an animal of Kedusha into Chulin. So therefore,
Deina Isser Allah Miro, Shehi Miro, Shehi Miro Ba'acher. Avalasiyas HaKadshim, Deina Isser. V'meichein, B'meimar, Pasuk Davi Lav Shem B'maisu, V'chasimah B'lav Sheish B'maisa, Etam Shekasati, Shishim Shef, Maisa Isser.
Right, because the right, the Maisa is coming from the Isser, and V'chein.
V'chein Zomen Gankin, Nimshach Isser Min HaMaisa, Shehu Atzma Shal Isser.
Right, the Nidon getting the Onesh is part of the Isser of the Azama. So Lecha Mishnah, I'm not taking questions right now, but the Lacha Mishnah is basically saying that in a way the opposite of the Gvursari. Gvursari, Lamaskana says, B'dibur ka'avad Maisa, only applies to Tzimura, where the Maisa is B'shas Dibur, but not by Azama, where it's later. So Lacha Mishnah, B'das Ramam, is saying exact opposite. The Koveya is not the timing. The Koveya is rather whether that Maisa is part of the Isser, and therefore it comes out in the opposite direction, by Hazama and by Chasima B'kol, where the Maisa is part of the Isser, B'dibur ka'avad Maisa. By Tzimura, where the Maisa is not part of the Isser, then we don't apply B'dibur ka'avad Maisa. So, yeah, first the questions, then we'll continue. First Stephen.
Why are we identifying the Maisa of Tzimura making the second one Kadosh and not removing the Kedusha in the first one?
Because it could be that there was no effect. I mean, the first animal still remains Kadosh.
There's no effect on...
I mean,
making the second one Kadosh also.
No. The din is when you try to transfer the kedusha from A to B. So one way of looking at tzimura, as well as mishnah, is that your attempt failed. You didn't remove the kedusha from A, and there's a separate din who tzimura so yeh kodesh that we confer kedusha on B. It's, you know, it's a sugya and in tzimura and davdalan about machlokas rabban ambay im oved mahani lo mahani. There is an alternative to say no, really, your mindset tzimura did work, and the chiddush is that to, you know, confer Kedusha on A, but that's not what the Mishnah is assuming. Your Maisa didn't work. Therefore, the only consequence of your action was the fact that animal B becomes Kadosh. But that turning Chulin into Kadosh, that's not an Isser. That's his understanding.
Is this an issue for the Rambam then of splitting up Rabbi Yochanan and only half of
Rabbi? Yeah. Meaning, I guess he's paskening. Yeah. Yeah, that's what comes out. According to this Lacha Mishnah, you're paskening, I guess, Rav Yochanan, I guess, in a way, Lav Mitameh, you know, I guess, you know, because Rav Yochanan himself applies B'dibur Kavid Maisa in all these cases, but, yeah, that's, yeah, you have to say this, there's some evidence in the Gemaras where the Rambam, for some reason, is more convinced that Tumura remains a Lav Sheva Maisa, and yet we have the B'dibur Kavid Maisa in these other cases, they have to come up with a new klal. Like Lacha Mishnah is that the Dibur HaKav and Maisa is only when the Maisa is part of the Yisra itself. Okay. Yeah, Yosha.
By Lav HaChasima, if one muzzles an ox and then decides that they're not going to thresh that day or the ox dies.
There's no Yisra.
There's no Yisra?
No.
But he did the Maisa.
No, it's like the Rambam says, it's only when it's the Shas the malacha. It's only the. It's
so,
only.
I'm saying when you tell, if you tell the.
It's not the act of muzzling. It's the act of causing of not allowing the animal to eat while it's doing malacha.
So if you like scare it before or something.
Yeah, the Rambam discusses the cases. It's all about, yeah. It's only when, you know, you cause the animal to not be able to eat while it's doing malacha. There's no problem with putting a muzzle on an animal. Yeah.
Don't we see that, like, by certain things held for Shabbos, that meaning that if you accomplish something which would seemingly be a malacha, but you're not doing it, like, for that malacha, you're also, like borer, right?
Like masasa? You know?
Yeah, so...
increases your test? That could be done in
why are we saying here that if the goal is accomplished, right? Meaning
what's here?
Meaning as in the case where you're asuma, right? So meaning if you're muzzling the ox, you're not doing it in the normal way. So why are we saying that it's parallel?
What case are you talking about?
Meaning in the case of where you're meaning so why as in, if the pasuk says lo sasim shervatisha, right? Meaning you can't.
The Gemara understands that the Machayev is withholding your animal from eating, and therefore the Maisa doesn't matter as much.
Just like that, no,
yeah. It's always hard to bring rise from Shalos because Melachos Machsheves, there's more of a focus on the Maisa, so that's a different. Yeah.
Similar to Yusha's question, is it when you're being Machsim Bekol, you're causing the ox to do the Maisa of being Dosh more? Not.
He's doing his dush. He's doing his dush, and you scared him into not eating.
That's a mice. It's a mice of not eating.
Yeah. It also says it pulls back its neck. That's the mice that you're referring to. Yeah. That's what Tosafot says. Okay. Oh. So now I'll just take this Lacha Mishnah. So with this Lacha Mishnah, we can now go back and rehabilitate the Gevurah Sari, right? And his original halakha, right? To say that the maybe pshat in the Rambam is that because right by Hazama. This idea of Bitibura Ka'av and Maisa, therefore the Machayev of Malkus, right, for the Rambam, is Lo Sane, Ein Bo Maisa. No, because we apply Bitibura Ka'av and Maisa to Hazama, right, you're going to end up it's going to end up being a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. So again, we'll just point out, so although the Gevurah Sari, based on his understanding of the Dibur Ka'av and Maisa, rejects the application to Hazama, the Lacha Mishnah's conception, does work. Just a couple hours, and I'll take any questions. 2 hours. Number one is that in order to utilize Lacha Mishnah's Mahalach and Dibur Ka'av and Maisa back to the rehabilitate the Gevurah Sari, is one Nakuda that's a little different. The Lacha Mishnah is talking about the Isser of Kashrus Zama, the Pashtas, and saying that the Maisa of the onish being implemented is an extension of the original hazama. That makes a lot of sense. But we're trying to say that the maisa is going to make what into a yeshba maisa? Losane. So there's a little bit of is a bigger chiddush. I think it can still be said, right? But the assumption is that the onish being implemented to the nidon is a continuation of the iser of Eidah Sheker. The assumption is that the Isser of Eidah Sheker is not just the Eidah Sheker, but the fact that there's a consequence to that Eidah Sheker is considered an extension of that Isser. So that is an assumption. The Lacha Mishnah only said this presumably in the realm of Kasher Zamam. To say that the implementation of the Onish to the Nidon is an extension of the Isser Kasher Zamam, that makes a lot of sense, because Kasher Zamam is all, the Edom were intending to inflict an Onish on the Nidon. Oh, the Nidon actually got the Onish. That's a clear extension of that original Isser. To apply this to Eidah Sheker is a little bit of a bigger Chiddush, which requires you to say that Eidah Sheker, right, for the consequences of that Eidah Sheker, for the Eidah Sheker to lead to a concrete consequence of the Onish to the Nidon, you have to say that is also considered a continuation of that original Isser of the Eidah Sheker. So that is just Ha'ara, if we're trying to use the Lacha Mishnah to rehabilitate the Gevurah Sari's original Pshat Rambam, you just have to that one Nekuda. And the other thing I said I'd get back to in terms of Eitan's Ha'ara from earlier, this notion of the Lacha Mishnah's Mahalach, that B'dibur Ka'av and Maisa only applies when the Maisa, right, is part of the Isser, That is already taking an assumption about what the Dibur Ka'avad Maisa is all about. That's assuming that the Dibur Ka'avad Maisa is all about the Chumra Sa'isr. Right? And if you take a certain, or a certain mahalach, that Lav She'in Ba'Maisa is more Kal than Lav She'yesh Ba'Maisa, and according to that perspective, that the Petur of Lav She'in Ba'Maisa is because, oh, therefore you're taking away from the Chumra Sa'isr. So that according to that understanding, the Dibur Ka'avad Maisa is trying to say that, oh, because this love has a consequence, which is a maisa, that makes the lav more chamur. And within that perspective, it would only make sense for the maisa to make the isser more chamur if the maisa is part of the isser itself. So just pointing out that the Lechem Mishnah's mahalach on the Dibur Ka'avad Maisa, right, that the maisa is only going to trigger this klal if the maisa is part of the isser, is taking a perspective of the Dibur Ka'avad Maisa is all about upgrading the chomer of the avir. Assuming that the patur of Imba Maisa to begin with is because, oh, lack of chomer, and the Dibur Ka'avad Maisa is that, no, it upgrades the chomer because, oh, it leads to a maisa. Within such a perspective, the maisa would have to be part of the isser itself in order for the maisa to upgrade the chomer of the love. Yeah.
This is the first thing you're saying that you have to. It's a jump to take Lechem Mishnah to the verse series case of Tana. I think you would have to make that assumption with the Lechem Mishnah in general, no? Because by Zomen in general, the issue of Zomen is there. It's an eight chomas lanos posara. The issue is still the eight sheker.
So is that so clear? I mean, one could say, look, for just Lamashal, right there. Ramirez says, "Stam edim zomen get two malchios, right? There's the kasha zamam and the edim sheker. Why are there two different mechayevs? The pasha is one mechayev is the edim sheker. That's lo sana. While the mechayev of the kasha zamam is the fact that you've attempted to get the guy in the onish. You know what I'm saying? So it sounds like the mechayev of kasha zamam is not the edim sheker, right? That's the mechayev of lo sana." So you have to say it, that it's that, but when the Eidah Sheker is accepted and then leads to a concrete Onish, that's considered like a furthering of that Eidah Sheker. Or that the Eidah Sheker itself becomes more Chamor when it's not just, you know, Eidah Sheker, but it's an Eidah Sheker which actually leads to concrete consequences.
The Isser is the attempting to get the guy, meaning it.
By Kasher Zamam, yeah.
Yeah, so how is that?
But you can always say that, you know, the attempt, which leads to an actual thing, ends up that made your attempt, you know, I mean your that made your kavana to inflict an onish upon the nidon to be more chamo. You don't hear that?
If the ister is a kavana, then it doesn't matter what happens, what your kavana causes.
But at the end of the day, it's still a furthering. And when your kavana ends up being actualized, or you can say, oh, that's a more chamor, you know, actually, I mean, it's a more chamor manifestation. Because right, not only are you machayev, you know, for the kavana, but oh, when it's implemented, you can see that as like a furthering of the iser. Eidah Sheker, it's a little bigger. It's a little bit of a bigger chiddush. Because you could say, no, Eidah Sheker is Eidah Sheker. Onish, that's kasher zamam. That's all I'm saying. So Ankan, what we basically said in terms of this overall mahalach, right, the basis for the chi of malchus of the Rambam in the case of kasher asa, that it's midin, right? It's not midin kasher zamam, right? It's midin, right? Losanet. So far we've had the Pnei Yeshua, who says that, you know, that the tzikua as a tzaddik is a giloy, that losana is even when it's aimed on maisa. You have the first day or the havamin in the gvur sari, which you try to rehabilitate, that it's, yeah, the machayev is losana, but because the dibur ka'avad maisa makes it into a lav sheish maisa. And the last one we're going to mention for now, who has a similar mahalach, is a minchas chinuch. A minchas chinuch has become important, not sure if everyone got to it, because he's also going to point out some deficiencies in this mahalach, which seem quite obvious that the other parshim don't point out. So minchas chinuch, anybody have a minchas chinuch? A picture of it. Anyone? So minchas chinuch, right? A little short on time. Anyone have it or no? So minchas chinuch, say it outside. Minchas chinuch similarly says that, oh, in the case of when the Rambam is mechayev malchus, in the case of kasher asa, right? Don't think that's midin kasher zamam, right? That chayev malchus he calls is midin v'tzikra as a tzaddik. It's a slightly different formulation. He never quotes losana. It sounds like he thinks that v'tzikra as a tzaddik is its own mechayev, That's a subtle difference between the other two malachim. So again, that's the pshat in Minchas Chinuch says that when the Rambam is mechayev malchus, it's midin v'tziku es hatzadik. But again, then Minchas Chinuch points out that it becomes a little shver, because what should emerge? Let's just do this outside. Time. What's the problem according to this? What should emerge according to this malach? Every case, right? The kasher also by misa, by mamon if it exists, and by malchus should all be subject to this chiyav malchus, right? So Minchas Chinuch says, according to what I'm saying, you have to add according to the Gevurah Sari and according to the Pnei Yeshua. Similarly, if this vort that when there's no kasher zamam, you should have this separate machayev of either losane or of the tziku as a tzaddik, that should apply not only in the malchus case of the Rambam, that should apply in the misa case, and forever applies kasher asa to mamon in the mamon case as well. There should be a chiyav malchus. So Minchas Chinuch says that's very hard to read into the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that. Right? And what's the other problem? What's the other thing that should emerge according to this Mahalach, which is different than a classic Kasher Zamam case? Let's say you're Mechayev Eidim Zomim. We're looking to the Mechayev, the Nidon, multiple sets of Malkus. If the Mechayev is Kasher Zamam, so then yeah, the Eidim Zomim should be Mechayev multiple sets of Malkus, Kasher Zamam. But according to this Mahalach, the whole Mechayev is the Eidah Sheker. Right? There's only one Eidah Sheker. So Minchas Chinuch says, according to this Mahalach, there should be multiple sets of Malkus, there should only be one set of Malkus. So Minchas Chinuch, to both of these Ha'aros, says, these Ha'aros are true. He says, in Din, yes, there should be a Malkus in the case of Kasher Asa by Misa. There should be a case of Malkus in the Kasher Asa by Mamon, if it exists, in all cases. And also, in the case where, you know, Eden Zomer were looking to inflict upon the Nidon multiple sets of Malkus, there should only be one set of Malkus, Midin Vitzikos Atzadik. But he says, in the end of the day, it doesn't seem to be the best pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't say any of this, but it's just important to note that these Ha'aros extend to the Pnei Yeshua and the Gevurah Sari as well. Yeah.
Could those Ha'aros come out of the fact that he holds it's Midin Vitzikos Atzadik and not Losana? Because if it's just Losana, so then if it's Vitzikos Atzadik, then it's any case of... And that's just like
Hazamah
in general.
No, but it's only, Vitzikos Atzadik is only when there's no Kasher Zamam. It's the same construct that when there's no Kasher Zamam, you have, for the Minchas Chinuch, it's Vitzikos Atzadik. For Gevurah Sari and the Pnei Yeshua, it's Kasher Zamam. But either way, that should exist in all these cases of Kasher and Kasher Asa.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll start the new Sugya.